Just in time devotionals, serious, focused, leave the past behind. Philippians chapter 3 verses 12 to 14. Look, when you train for the race, you have to know how to keep the peace. Learn to listen to your coach and listening, meditating, focus on the goal. You know how to manage each time of the race. You understand that running wildly will not take you to the finish line to reach the prize. That it requires discipline, training, concentration and patience. That is important. In the race, there will be a time to keep the peace. You will realize that some will want to go ahead, so most likely you will overtake. But you are listening to the coach, who tells you calm, keep the pace. When the race is already advanced, there is a key point. There is a moment when you will have to demand to run with all your strength. Some, if they did not train well, will be left behind. But when you have learned to be patient and listen to the voice of your coach, you listen to the coach. Why do I talk about this? Because we are in a race of life where there is a purpose, and God is the coach we must listen to in order to advance in that purpose. He determined a plan for your life, and trying to live life thinking that we believed, intuited, imagined, trusted how things should be done is a serious mistake. God does know what is to come, and He has left us His precious Holy Spirit to guide us. Now, that is why it is important to keep the focus, because it makes you listen. It makes you understand that you don't know everything and that you need to prepare yourself. And in that preparation, there is a great advice that the Bible gives us: to know how to keep the pace, to not despair, to not get tired before time, because it doesn't mean that at some moments you will not get tired. Of course, we will get tired. But one thing is to get tired and give up and withdraw from the race. And another thing is to get tired, know how to keep the pace and strive much more. That is why in this series of focus, this word is important, and I want you to join me. In Philippians chapter 3 from verses 12, look at the advice that the Apostle Paul gives us to the church that is receiving this letter. And I think it works for us today. It should be noted that who writes it is not a person who is a multimillionaire, in quotation marks, who is in a vacation spot on an island paradise. It should be noted that whoever writes this letter has all the arguments and experience, the learning to advise as well. So before continuing with this devotional, please wait and listen, because maybe what you are thinking today of abandoning your career — when I talk about career, I am talking about the goals you have in life, the ministry, the family, the home, the university, what do I know? So many things that God put there for you. When I talk to you about that, I talk to you about the career. Maybe today you have thought about not going ahead because you got tired. But remember that you train all your life for this. There are moments when I want to give up on some things. And you know what reminds me of that? I train you for this, so try hard and be brave. Paul had been through many difficult situations. He then understood that among the many things he had learned, learning to discern and to take what is important keeps you focused, worried to reach the goal. Look at what he writes. I don't want to say that he has already achieved these things, nor that he has already reached perfection, Paul says. First, I want to make a clarification. One, I have not reached the goal. I have not achieved many things. I have not reached perfection either. But I keep going. But I think these should be the real buts that should be in our mouth all the time. I am not the best. I am not perfect. There are things I have not achieved. But I do not give up. I keep going in order to make that perfection mine. That is to say, I am working for that. I have not arrived there, but I know I'm going to arrive. It says, but I keep on going in order to make that perfection mine, for which Christ Jesus first made me his own. Now look what 13 says. No, beloved brothers, I have not achieved it. Paul was realistic, because how many times we try to convince ourselves that we have already overcome some test, but it is not enough, isn't it? We know that there is still much to work on, and God has much to do in us. So Paul said, I have not succeeded, beloved brothers, but again comes the but. I concentrate only on this. So here are two important pieces of advice that begin with a but, a positive but necessary. The first but is, I keep going. That is, I have not reached where I should reach. I am not perfect. I have made many mistakes, but I know that I cannot stay here. I have two options. Either I stay crying over spilled milk, or I get up and clean what was spilled and keep moving forward. Paul gives us the first piece of advice. When you are focused, when you are moving towards the goal, you cannot stay crying over little things that happened. You need to move forward. So Paul said, I press on. Number one, never forget that you must not go backward. Never forget that greater is he who is with you, who is God. Never forget that you were trained to go forward, not backward. In Christ, going backwards is not an option. My beloved friends, you must remain. And number two, I focus on one thing. Number one, what did Paul say? I move forward. Number two, I focus on one thing. I forget the past and I fix my eyes on what is ahead of me. Then look at this advice. Go ahead and number two, focus your eyes on what? Focus your eyes on what is ahead of you. And to focus your eyes on what is ahead of you, you have to learn to let go. You have to learn to leave behind what is left behind, what is left in the past. Then he says, and so I move forward until I reach the end of the race to receive the heavenly prize to which God calls us strong through Jesus Christ. Don't you realize that one of the things that is keeping you from moving forward today is that you have not forgotten what is behind you? That you have 20 kilos of the past on your shoulders? I once heard a pastor friend tell me, depression is an excess of the past that we have not wanted to let go of. It hurts us, it tears us, but we live pampering it. We have a problem. We live saying to God, help me with this. But it is something that we have not wanted to solve. We don't want to let it go. So why ask God to solve something that you have not wanted to let go of? You say, Lord, I know that this relationship is not right. And you ask God, get this man or this woman out of my heart. I want to move forward. This is not letting me move forward. But then you say, but I love him. So you are asking him. But I love him. So you are asking him to help me. But I love him. Then you are asking God to help you solve something that you are embracing and that you have not wanted to let go. The day you decide to let go, that day pray to God and you will receive the strength of the Lord to be determined to do it. But even so, maybe you will try to reach the goal. I will not assure you that you will get there, because remember that in a race there is a time, and you have to take advantage of the time to be able to arrive on time. It is not a matter of tomorrow. Then I procrastinate and I say, I let it go, and then I solve it, and it remains there, an unfinished past, my beloved friend. They are problems that sooner or later they are going to present themselves to you. So Paul says, I keep moving forward. I don't keep thinking about what could have been and wasn't, or crying because I felt bad or because things didn't work out for me. No, I keep moving forward. And while I keep moving forward, number one, I focus my eyes on what is ahead, on what God has for me. And number two, I have to let go. I have to let go of what is left behind. What doesn't add up for my life? What doesn't add up for my life? And number two, I have to let go. I have to let go of what is left behind. And sometimes I hear prayers where we ask God to tell us what to do when we already know what we have to do, because they are things that do not add up to life. They are things that subtract us, that do not help us to move forward, and that today is necessary. Let go, get rid of that. A relationship that does not add up to your life. Some will say to me, Pastor, you are crazy, but I am not. There are people who get used to be ruined. They get used to fights. They get used to not having peace in their hearts. It is tremendous. Look, the day goes by, and when it is 6 o'clock in the evening and there is peace, it seems that something buys them. They have to look for a way to light something at home, and then they sleep peacefully. People who get used to the past, and it is not good. Please don't blame God. Don't start asking God for something you are not willing to let go of. You will never be able to move forward in the right way if you don't let go of what happened. Please, what good does it do for you to carry that wound all the time? What are you looking for? To feel sorry for yourself, or for others to feel sorry for you, or for God to feel sorry for you? Look, that word does not good with God. God doesn't feel sorry for anyone. Things in God are right. He is not going to be crying with you and tell you poor thing. God is not going to move God's heart with pity. Why? Because he gave his son, Jesus Christ, on the cross. He gave him to die for us and make us more than conquerors. If God already gave us the victory, if there is power in the blood of Christ, if the Lord conquered, Jesus conquered for us, do you think God is going to focus on your pity? No, my beloved friend. In those things, God is radical and he tells you, I am willing to help you, but how willing are you to let him help you? This is incredible. We want new goals without closing cycles and without letting go of the past that we have anchored there, clinching there, and we are hurting ourselves. It's like talking or taking a barbed wire and holding it tightly and saying, this is my barbed wire and this is what I deserve. No, please. Whether you made a mistake or someone made a mistake with you, I don't know what happened, but you need to run to the cross. You need to understand that in Christ we are forgiven. If there is true repentance and there are new beginnings in the Lord, that God's purpose does not stop. Yes, we made mistakes, but we stay there and we get up and learn to let go. Now, people will never let go of what happened. You have to believe it, because they will always be reminded you of what happened. But you remember what Jesus already did for you and the forgiveness you have already received. Let go of the past, my beloved friend. Forget what is behind you. Do not go back to look for it, because that doesn't add up to your life. You need to focus. Let's pray. Father, it's my prayer that we can understand this word and receive encouragement. Receive new strength to move forward, because it may cost us. But if you help us, everything is better. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Today, your pastor and friend, Elias Hoyos, has spoken to you. Remember that God is always right on time. I want to invite you to subscribe to our two YouTube channels, Devotional Just in Time and Elias Hoyos Official. Click on subscribe and click on the little bell. And please give light to each of devotional. If you need a place to congregate, remember that you can do it virtually with us, no matter where you are. If you are in Santa Marta, Barranquilla, or Medellin, we also have a location there where you can join us to worship God together and have a place to grow. If you need information of our meeting places, write to us at 300-311-2441. A big hug. Blessings.